ورحمة الله وبركاته. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. وعد الله الذين آمنوا منكم وعملوا الصالحات ليستخلفنهم في الأرض كما استخلف الذين من قبلهم وليمكنن لهم دينهم الذي ارتضى لهم وليبدلنهم من بعد خوفهم أمنا يعبدونني لا يشركون بي شيئا ومن كفر بعد ذلك فأولئك هم الفاسقون.
آج اللہ تعالیٰ کی طرف سے
is today with the grace of Allah in the history of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, it is a day when Allah with his sheer grace after the demise of Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam changed the fear into peace and tranquility for his followers and gave a protection from and continued to keep the strength and solidarity of Jamaat. And Allah with his supporting act established that Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wassalam is a chosen one of God and a prophet and Khalifatullah who had to revive and establish the Sharia law which was revealed to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. And according to the prophecies of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, his caliphate will continue till the end of days. So today 97 years have passed. And every member of the Jamaat, young, old, child, women, men, bears a testimony that I have witnessed the supporting testimony of God in, with His acts for the last 97 years. Not only Ahmadis, but even the non-Ahmadis also accept this fact. Then after the demise of Promised Messiah, then after the demise of Khalifatul Masih the first, and after the demise of Khalifatul Masih the second, it always happened. And the election of the new caliph, which was shown on the MTA, the opponents admitted and acknowledged that although we don't know that whether you are true, but we have witnessed that Allah's testimony of His practice and His act is with you. It is a great favor of Allah on Jamaat Ahmadiyya, and the more we thank for this grace, and it will be this gratitude will continue to advance and continue this grace of God. And as Allah says, that if you, as Allah says elsewhere in the Holy Quran, that if you will be grateful, I will increase my graces and bounties manifold. So, because of the importance of this day, because it is 27th of May today, and second thing which is the cause of my sermon is the article which Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahab had written. And there is someone who is circulating it. Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib had written this article to explain the station of the Khalifa, and has also saying had also mentioned how long the caliphate will continue and what form it will take. But it is quite clear, and there is no doubting that Hazrat Sahibzada Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, may Allah be pleased with him, had never at any time wanted to spread a split in the Jamaat and a disorder in the Jamaat. But the person who has circulated this article to various people, his behavior shows that the Jamaat should suffer some doubts about caliphate. So whosoever he has mailed this article, they have written that this is a gift of an Ahmadi brother. If he had good motives, then he could have sent to me and asked me that I want to circulate this article. But he has sent the article in that caliph is appointed by God and he cannot be dismissed. And but he had also highlighted this aspect of the article of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, that at one time the caliphate will be replaced by kingship. This was his personal opinion. And Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the second, may Allah be pleased with him, after learning it, he had also written something to annul it. But this man's act and his behavior shows that the first four caliphs were rightly guided, but now there is no longer caliphate. But I will tell you from the same article by Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib that it the misunderstanding and lack of intelligence of this person, that whosoever he has circulated the article too, there may be some doubts, or he wishes they should create some doubts. But the verse that I recited, I will explain later, but the translation is, he has promised to those among you who believe and do good works that he will surely make them successors in the earth, as he made successors from among those who were before them, and that he will surely establish for them their religion which he has chosen for them, and that he will surely give them in exchange security and peace after their fear. They will worship me, and they will not associate anything with me. Then whosoever is ungrateful after that, they are the people who will be rebellious and disobedient. Which means that the promise of establishing the caliphate is to those who are steadfast and do good works, and they believe in this caliphate. So, according to the promises of God, then he will start the office of caliphate. And after the demise of the Prophet, and also after the demise of other caliphs, the fear will continue to change into state of security. And we have been witnessing that for the last 100 years. That we are worshipping Allah, and they must not associate their involvement in the world with other things with Allah. If they were ungrateful and they were more attracted to material things than God, then because of this disobedience, they will be deprived of this grace of God. So therefore, those people should fear who do not understand the importance of the gift of caliphate. And grace through caliphate. And these are the people who, not understanding the station and status of caliphate, they will be accounted among the disobedient. They are the one who mock at it, and they do not understand the station of the caliph. And this is a warning to those who call themselves Muslim, and also a warning to those weak Ahmadiyyat who, rather than praying to the establishment and consolidation of Ahmadiyya Caliphate, they continue to search how they can search out some allegation. For example, somebody wrote to me that you have become a caliph after great planning. What was the planning? That the announcement of the demise of Khalifatul Masih IV was through you in the paper, in the Al-Fazl and on MTA. I was forced to do that because as a Nazir-e Ala, holding the office of Nazir-e Ala, I had to do this. But the man hasn't got the courage who has raised this objection, because he has written anonymous letter. So if he does not rely on caliphate or believe in caliphate, then there is no good of him being an Ahmadiyyat. And then if one claims to be a Ahmadi yet after that, then he is a hypocrite. Now, the condition was that while my naam was presented, I was shaking and I was praying that people may agree to someone else. And through all this process of election, what my condition was, only my God knows. And it is of a foolish thing of someone to think that someone should present himself as a caliph. those who asked me, I always give them a reply in the word of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih the Third. He was asked, did you know that you will become a caliph? And his reply was, no intelligent man can ever think of this. So either this writer thinks me a fool, or they are rejecting his own opinion that I had been too clever to present my, to make sure that my name was presented. So in different ways, the Satan continues to do his connivings and his promptings. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the caliphate will be established after the promised Messiah, as is proved from a hadith which I will present to you shortly. That the caliphate will remain in Jamaat Ahmadiyya continuously. It is reported that the Holy Prophet ﷺ said that the prophethood will be established in you as long as Allah wills, then he will raise it, remove it, then caliphate, raise him, and then caliphate at the station of prophethood will be established. And then that will also discontinue, and then it will be replaced by tyrant kings, and when that period will go, then the more tyrant kings will replace them as long as Allah wills. And then Allah will remove them till the caliphate at the status of prophethood will be, following the status of prophethood will be established. And after stating that, the Holy Prophet ﷺ was quiet and silent. His silence shows that the caliphate, which had to be begun after the promised Messiah, is lasting and eternal. And this is the destiny of Allah. And no mischievous person can change it, and rather no one can change Allah's decree. This second display of God's power will continue, inshallah, for good. And it has no link with the 30-year caliphate after the Holy Prophet ﷺ. It cannot be compared with that. That was also according to his prophecy, and this lasting caliphate is also according to the prophecy of the Holy Prophet ﷺ. What will happen till the Day of Judgment, only Allah knows best. But let me tell you, this period of caliphate will continue in his generation after generation after generation, and it will continue for untold generations as long as you are pious and virtuous. And that is why I have been saying right from my first day of caliphate, giving sermons and telling you to on the taqwa, that is the be righteousness. This promise, this news which Allah had given to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it had been revived again by giving the same news to Hazrat Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam. For example, Promised Messiah says, in short, Allah displays two kind of power. Firstly, that he shows his power through the hands of the Prophet. Then secondly, at the time when the Prophet dies, and the enemy thinks that now the whole thing will collapse, and they are sure that this Jamaat will be effaced and destroyed. And even the followers of the Jamaat are also doubtful and entertain doubts, and their backs break, and many try to renounce their faith. And then Allah shows for the second time his great power and supports the falling Jamaat. So those who you can see as happened at the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq, that the death of the Holy Prophet ﷺ was considered untimely, and many of the leading personalities, and they were illiterate, they had renounced their faith. and the companions were also entertaining some doubt, but then Allah establishing Hazrat Abu Bakr as a Khalifa, it re-supported and backed the Jamaat and their security. And as it is, Allah says that وَلَا يُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الَّذِي ارْتَضَى لَهُمْ, that after the fear we will give them security, as happened at the time of Hazrat Moses also, that when the Moses died without, before taking the children of Israel to the promised land, and they had suffered fear. So promised Messiah says that this is the act of God from time immemorial, that Allah displays two kind of power so that he can destroy two false happiness of the opponent. And now it will not be renounced by God. Therefore, whatever I have told you about my demise, you must not be grief-stricken, and you must not worry, because it is necessary for you to see the second type of power, and it is better for you, because that will be lasting, which will continue and will not fail till the day of judgment. And the second power cannot come until I go. When I will go, Allah will send you that second power, which will remain with you continuously for good, as it Allah has promised in the Ibrahim Ahmadiyya. That promise is not for me personally, but it is for you, because Allah says that those who are your followers, Allah will say, I will give them victory over all the others, so that a day comes after me, which is the day of lasting promise. Our God is true of his promises, and is faithful and true God. He will make it true, the promise which he had made with you. Although these are the last days of the world, and many calamities will be manifest, and it is necessary that this world should continue as long as all the promises are not fulfilled which Allah has promised. And I am an embodied power of God, and after me there will be some other persons who will manifest the second kind of power. So you should continue to pray together for the display of this second power. And in every country of the righteous people should say collective prayers, so that Allah can display this second power. Regard your death near, you do not know when you will pass away. So therefore, that the good pious people of Jamaat who are virtuous, after me they should take a pledge in my name. Allah say, it doesn't mean there will be many at the same time, but there will be many one after the other. So those who are living in Europe or Asia or everywhere, those who are of pious nature, they should pull them towards, Allah wants to pull them, the such souls, to his unity. And this is the purpose of God for which I have been sent in this world. So you should follow this aim, but with the gentle approach and with prayers. As long as someone does not stand with this power, you should work together and pray together. So this says, Allah says, the promised Messiah, that it is a promise of God to him that those who believe in he will prevail over the others till the day of judgment. And this will be because of their unity, because of being collected on one hand. Allah does not say that I will elect from a special family or from someone who will strengthen the faith, but it says that the virtuous people in every country of my Jamaat should collectively say prayer. So you should become virtuous and continue to pray, so that this blessing of caliphate should continue among you forever. As I said, that to establish and to continue this great honor, if for last 97 years is being enjoyed by a particular country or by the family of Hazrat Promised Messiah, you will have to support it with good works and with prayer. But any nation, any people who will continue to raise this standard, promise, this is the promise of Allah to promise to Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, that this is the lasting power of God, and there is no doubt. But this is conditional. One is to be to do good works. In my African tour last year and this year also, I had witnessed the sincerity of and the faithfulness of Ahmadis. The some can be felt but not expressed in a different long way of places where there is no transport facilities and no roads, and sometimes it takes 8 or 10 days to reach there. And we went on a small airport in the major town, and so many people had come to welcome me. Their enthusiasm was noticeable. And some places there is no facility of MTA. We cannot say that they had watched this on MTA, and that is why they had developed this relationship with the Caliph. This enthusiasm and this passion showed that they had a love and affection and a connection with the Caliphate because of their good acts, and it is very difficult for me to explain. Let me just quote one example, that people were standing in queues to shake hands, and one spread his hand and started weeping at the same time. Can this connection and this display of love done by the kings of the countries, but this is only developed by God in the hearts. An Ahmadi, an old Ahmadi who was paralyzed and was not well, he insisted, and he traveled 50 kilometers to visit me. And his hands were bent because of his paralysis, but he held my hands with such a force that I thought it is in a vice. Can one display this link for worldly attractions? So there were different display of passions and feelings, and the same thing happened in distant places in Kenya and also in Uganda. The reports which will be published, you should read that, and you should know that for the Caliphate, what sincerity people possessed, had, and inshallah, this good work and this sincerity will continue to be a cause of establishment of Caliphate and strengthening of Caliphate. Let me put before you another quotation of Promised Messiah. He says, you should remember, although there are many verses in the Holy Quran that which gives good news of lasting Caliphate, and there are many ahadith about it, but for the time being this is enough to say that who accept the faith quickly, that you should not consider Islam as a dead religion and limit its blessings to the past. So there is no reason after this that we should entangle ourselves in debates how long the Caliphate will last. Inshallah, those who do good works, they will continue to be born, and the Caliphate system will inshallah continue for good. As promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam has said, that there can be no bigger evil doubt that one should regard the religion as a dead religion and limit its blessing to the few early years. And this is also an evil thought to think that compared to the first four caliphs, and that is it. And that is what limited power Allah had, that He could give them blessings of the first four caliphs and then end the caliphate after that. As I have put before you the ahadith and from the quotation of Promised Messiah, that if someone has this such a crooked thinking, it is wrong. Allah always fulfills His promises. But, however, each one of you must worry for their own state of faith. Now I will come to you, the man who had spread this article and has tried to develop doubts in some people's minds. He has tried to make tools in his hand, such those who will entertain such doubts, but he does not know that the majority of the Jamaat has the true sincerity and devotion to caliphate, and those who have been sent these articles, they have informed the Jamaat administration or have informed me directly. The Satan has started this conspiracy, but it has been defeated. But it is my duty to tell the Jamaat that they should take care and be careful in future. This man has underlined this thing in the article of Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, that the caliphate does not last for good, but only to the extent when Allah wants it to continue, and then after that the king's kingship starts. The spiritual system will end. But let me make it clear that has the mission of Promised Messiah been completed now? As I said, that this was the personal opinion of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib, and about this I have read similar words elsewhere, but this person who has circulated this article, he should also read these words in the same article. What are the signs of the true caliph? He says the first sign is that the believers should, with the majority and consensus, elect a caliph. In the fifth caliph election, does this not happen? There were some names which were presented, people were not even, there were some people who were not aware to be member, but they, most of them gave their support to me. And this has been explained in the article of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib also. But I am referring to the article of Mirza Bashir Ahmad Sahib because his article also have the reply to these doubts. And the second sign, which he says, is being the needs, which is implied reason, and it is the verse of the Ayat-e-Istikhlaf, that is the verse of the Holy Quran which mentioned the caliphate. I said, وَلَا يُمَكِّنَنَّ لَهُمْ دِينَهُمْ دِينَهُمُ الرَّزِرْتَضَى لَهُمْ وَلَا يُبَدِّلَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ خَوْفِهِمْ أَمْنَى. And he will definitely establish for them their religion which he has chosen for them, and that he will surely give them in exchange security and peace after their fear. So he says after a caliph generally there is a vacuum in the Jamaat and people fear. And this is the practice of God, that Allah will gives them security and peace through a caliph. Now, every Ahmadi in the world is a witness, and every child is a witness, that after the death of Khalifatul Masih Rabi, which was the state of fear, has Allah not changed it into security and peace? If this reason is not enough for him, then may Allah have mercy on him. And the third sign which Mirza Bashir Ahmed Sahib has mentioned, that Allah shows on the Prophet who will become the Caliph. It is only linked with the Prophet, and it is not necessary that the Prophet should always express it clearly. But I say in the words of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmed Sahib that you should recognize this time so that that you should set a good example, and the coming generation should remember you as good people, not as evil ones. So I tell you this person that Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II had also explained this article and replied. My father, Sahibzada Mirza Mansur Ahmed Sahib, had written to Khalifatul Masih II that the kingship mentioned in the article of Mirza Bashir Ahmed Sahib, I don't agree according to the revelation of promised Messiah and his writings. And so let me tell you that the letter which my father had written to Khalifatul Masih II, I was looking at it in my old papers and I found it, and there was a note of Khalifatul Masih II. I had read it a long time ago, and so I had found it. And that the Caliphate of Ahmadiyyat will not change into kingship. Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II had also published a message in Al-Fazl. Let me read that to you. So that if those mind who have misgivings can be rectified. And this was either the divine destiny that my father had turned to this, and he got it explained from Khalifatul Masih II. He say, Khalifatul Masih II say, Azizam Mansur Ahmed has diverted my attention about the article of Hazrat Mirza Bashir Ahmed Sahib about Caliphate, and says that I had not noticed that Mirza Bashir Ahmed Sahib said that the Caliphate is for a limited period. I had not read this article. Because of this letter, I read this article and I realized that the true fact are not being presented in this. The Mirza Bashir Ahmed Sahib has inferred from a hadith that the after caliphate is kingship. This is not a general principle, but it is a prophecy what will happen after the promise of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And it is not for all times. That after the time of the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is what would have happened. The caliphate would have to be replaced by kingship. That is exactly what happened. It does not mean that it should always happen in the same way. In the Holy Quran, where the caliphate is mentioned, it says that caliphate is a bounty and a grace of God. As long as a man is worthy to receive this bounty of God, they will continue to receive. As far as the principle is concerned, there is always a caliphate after every prophet, and the caliphate continues as long as the people do not deprive themselves of this grace of God. But it does not so that it is necessary that the caliphate should end. The caliphate of Jesus continue even till today, and there is no doubt that the Pope is not the true caliph of Jesus, but at the same time we also believe that the Christians are also not the true Jamaat of Jesus. So they have been given this bounty to whatever state they were. But this has continued for thousands of years. Similarly, after the promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam, the caliph was temporary, but the Messiah of Muhammad, like the Messiah of Moses, will continue for a long, long time. And the promised Messiah has emphasized again and again that the Messiah of Muhammad is to be compared with Jesus in every aspect which is good. except those where there has been some trials. Therefore, the Muhammadi time will prevail over the Moses time, and it will excel over it. Like the Jesus was put on the cross, but the promised Messiah was not, because the Muhammadan power was behind him. Caliphate is a grace, not a trial. Therefore, whatever the caliphate which has been ministered, granted to Muhammadan Messiah, they will not be deprived of the graces which the Jesus caliphate was deprived, because they are entertaining, and the caliphate of Messiah, of Muhammad, is benefiting from the graces of promised Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So it will show that the caliphate in Jamaat Ahmadiyya will continue for a long time, which you cannot even imagine at the present time. And if there is any gap in between, it will not be it will only be a temporary, like sometimes the rivers turn the direction and then meet again. And so that was not, the previous caliphate was not a principle for all time to come. So the explanation of Hazrat Khalifatul Masih II is enough, because he was guided by Allah. He was a caliph, he was Muslim Ma'ud, the promised reformer. Muslim Ma'ud had also been told by Allah of his expertise, innate and outward expertise and qualities. And so everyone, no matter how scholarly he is compared to the caliph, he is of a lesser degree. And Allah explains, gets things explained in the words of caliph which express Allah's will. Therefore, every Ahmadi should try. That, as I had mentioned earlier, that you should not get into vain talks and discussions, and you should pray for the consolidation of caliphate, and so that the blessings of caliphate should continue in you, among you, forever. As far as my question is concerned, if you find some faults with me, tell me, rather than sit in gatherings. And I do find some reports, no one has the right to make this discussion what I lack or what weakness I have. If you have good motives, tell me those. Hazrat Muslim Maud, may Allah be pleased with him, says that I feel that if Jamaat Ahmadiyya will continue to stay on the faith in caliphate and did in rightful effort, then with the grace of Allah, that the caliphate of Ahmadiyyat will continue till the day of judgment, and no Satan will be able to create destruction in it. Therefore, every Ahmadi should, through prayers, should try to gain these blessings which Allah has promised to promised Messiah, alayhi salatu wasalam. You should remember his sacrifice, and must always remember which he did for the establishing the caliphate. Large number of those who sit in front of me, that those who can understand me in my language, they should create special changes in them. They should increase in faith and sincerity, and look at those who, despite not understanding directly the language, despite having lesser contacts, the last number of them who had first time have seen the caliph, they are advancing in sincerity and in their devotion. So as soon as the car was coming out, a woman was had a baby which was 2 years old, and she was running along the car. In her own way, she could see a link, displaying a link with the caliphate, and was displaying her devotion. and the child was not looking at me, so she was turning his face towards me, that here is a caliph, and she continued to run for a long time. There was such a rush that she was pushed here and there, but she did not take any care. And eventually the child looked at me, and then he waved, and she was satisfied. The smile on the face of the child was as if he recognized for years. So as long as such mothers will continue to be born, in whose lap the children will be brought up, who will have a devotion to caliphate, to that time, until that time, the caliphate of Ahmadiyya faces no danger. As I've said earlier, that Allah wants to bless those who believe and also do good works, He shows His power and fulfill His promise. So if you have mercy on yourself, on your children, and rather than having unnecessary discussion or sitting in the gathering of such discussions, you should keep in mind Allah's promise and command and His promise, and consolidate the Jamaat of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. With the grace of Allah, Jamaat has spread a great deal, and no one should think that our family or our people are the only who are the standard bearer of Ahmadiyyat. The standard bearer of Ahmadiyyat is only the one who is virtuous, doing good works, and is attached to the caliphate of Jamaat Ahmadiyya. 3 years now, from now, 100 years of caliphate will complete. And as Jamaat Ahmadiyya was diverted by the Khalifatul Masih IV at the centenary of Jamaat Ahmadiyya, I will also remind you to turn to those prayers again. The first, he had said that you should recite chapter Al-Fatiha 7 times. You should do with the deep reflection, so that you can continue to be saved from splits and difficulties. And then Rabbana Atina Wansurna Alal Qawmi Al-Kafirin, you should recite very often. And at the same time, I should also remind you to another prayer which was not included there. Rabbana la tuzigh qulubana ba'da idh hadaytana wa hab lana min ladunka rahmatan innaka antal wahhab. This is also a prayer to keep your hearts straight, and it is very necessary for prayer for it. Hazrat, after the death of Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, Hazrat Nawaba Barka Begum Sahiba had seen in the dream that Promised Messiah said you should recite this prayer repeatedly. So you should recite this prayer. Then Allahumma inna najaluka fi nahurihim wa na'uzubika min shururihim. Istighfar, you should repeatedly beg Allah's forgiveness. Astaghfirullah Rabbi min kulli zambin wa atubu lahi. They should also recite Durood prayer, and in the next 3 years, Ahmadis should pay special attention to reciting of Durood. Then you should also say 2 voluntary prayers for the establishing of Jamaat Ahmadiyya and its progress. You should do that every day, and you should also do 1 voluntary fast. And especially with the intention that Allah should establish, keep Jamaat Ahmadiyya continuously in caliphate in Jamaat Ahmadiyya. Then I also say that if some entertains mischief in their heart, they should say istighfar and take such thoughts out. The Jamaat of Promised Messiah has spread so much and it is progressing so much that despite whatever facilities people have, no plan, no conspiracy will be successful to keep people away from caliphate. Let me tell you, by the way, that although I have visited 3 countries of East Africa, and I have also tried to reach the poor section of the Jamaat. And then Ethiopia, Somalia, Congo, Zimbabwe people had come as delegates from there, and I did meet them. Some people, despite having no communication media transport facilities, had traveled 2 to 2,500 kilometers and come to visit me. And despite their poverty, they had spent their own money and no help was given to them. For worldly kings, people do gather, but some people are forced to come there. In Pakistan, they compel people and drag them to welcome such people, and they have no money to support themselves. But they are their own citizens and they do gather. But such people to come for the man who is not of their own nation, nor does know their language, nor have any other thing common. The only common is that he is an Ahmadi and they are have a link with the caliphate. That is why they had come with a great effort, and certainly they have an attachment with Caliphate and with Promised Messiah alayhi salatu wasalam, and with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasalam, attachment and love, and more than all else, because they wanted to act upon the commandments of Allah, and they had suffered so much. As long as such people will continue to be born, and inshallah they will continue, Allah's graces and blessings will be continuously on Jamaat Ahmadiyya. According to his promises, it will continue to benefit from all blessings which Allah has mentioned. His messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam and promised Messiah has told us about those promises. May Allah enable every Ahmadi to continue to advance in devotion and sincerity and good works. Ameen. And they continue to attach themselves with Caliphate. There is a worrying news that I had was that there was an accident of one of the delegation, which was Ibrahim, who was one of our missionary, and five other people had suffered martyrdom. They had died, and the driver also died. But this accident has not created a weakness in their faith. But their relatives and their friends have attached themselves more with the Jamaat, and they consider it as Allah's destiny. And they said that they could have died otherwise. May Allah enable all those who are survivors, strengthen them in faith, and those who have died, may Allah wrap them in His forgiveness and His mercy. They were from Ghana, and they were a very young man and was most devoted. I can still see his smiling face. And after meeting me, he had come with a resolve that we shall convey the message of Jamaat Ahmadiyya and the preaching in a new way, anew. And their family was also traveling with him. His wife and his son, and his wife and son also died in this accident. And one of his son, who is 5-year-old, had survived. And he must be shocked with this accident. You should also pray that Allah may protect him for future. All the bodies have been sent back to Ghana, where they were buried. May Allah raise all their spiritual station. Please pray for them. After the Jummah prayer, we will be leading their funeral in absentia, inshallah.
الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله ونشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عباد الله رحمكم الله إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم.